Good morning, SFL Nation. This is Coach's Corner, and I'm Brian Craven. Thank you for joining me. I'm going to take a little bit of time today, talk about the league. I've got a couple of little announcements, for lack of a better word, to make about future content, future things that I'm doing. Glad to have you, as always. Let's talk about the announcements before I move into the next segment talking about the league. So, one thing I'm doing is starting with this, although this one will be a little bit longer. I'm bringing back my original short form format where I spend 5 to 7 minutes. And I'm doing this. We're a week away from season 15 starting, right? So I'll bring back the cool awards and, you know, just the comments on a few games that I watched each weekend, things like that. And that'll just be me, be real bite-sized, easy stuff to listen to. We're going to bring that back, right? I'm going to continue doing the other things. I'm going to continue doing bashing the SFL with Doug and Freddie. I'm going to, Dave Axis and I have been talking about doing something that's Lone Star, maybe on Wednesdays. We haven't really fleshed that out. It may actually happen on his show, which is, it was his idea. That's great. I'll obviously be pushing that. We also brought in a lot of great talent into the league for content. I've mentioned my Twins Crew show many times, the Twins Crew host. Andre Krim got a little show. Epic Esports is doing a lot of cool stuff. We have people that I haven't even mentioned that have either podcast or they're doing writing articles, things like that, doing YouTube videos. We've got all kinds of stuff happening, and I'm going to try to use the short format stuff to push that content, to make people aware. Anyone that's not aware, hopefully will see that and hear about that from me. And I want to put a spotlight on these guys because they're doing some great stuff. So that'll happen. I'm also going to be branching out a little bit. And before, I know there's somebody out there that'll hear this and jump on it real quick if I don't say this. I'm going to be branching into things that are not SFL related. Now, I'm not going to mix the two, okay? I'm not going to do an SFL episode and include, you know, something about the NFL or the NBA or America's Next Top Model. I don't watch that. I'm never going to talk about that. You get the idea. I'm not going to touch on anything that's not SFL related in the same episode as SFL. And most importantly, I'm not going to share that on the SFL Discord. That seemed to go without saying, and yet, like I said, if I don't point that out, somebody'd have something to say. So, don't worry. Anything not SFL related, any part of my show that I do that's not SFL related, it'll just get shared on my Twitter, it'll just get shared on Facebook, things like that, on Anchor, on the app that I use to make my show, not on the SFL Discord. So, take a breath. It's all right. I'm not going to spam you. I hope you'll give it a listen. I have a lot of great friends and people that I know that have a lot of great voices. They're funny people. They're intelligent people. They're thoughtful people. And I'd like to give them a voice on other things that don't have anything to do with the leak. So, listen or not, I would appreciate it if you enjoy the new content. If you hear it and you enjoy the new content, of course, I'd appreciate you listening to it. I am kind of looking at this and thinking, maybe I can turn this into a little bit of something, a little bit of a side hustle or something. That's a weird way to put it. But just, it'd be fun to be able to do it more because I really enjoy getting to know people and talking to people, interviewing them. And that's the idea. Anyway, point being, going to be branching out, going to be doing other stuff not related to the SFL. If you follow me, give it a listen. And if not, that's fine too. So with that, let's move on and start talking about the reason we're all here, which is the SFL. Okay, let's jump into the season and talk about a couple of things I have been thinking out. First of all, great off season. Lots of fun. A lot of fun from my perspective. I think even if I were, air quotes, just a player and was just a fan watching, I would have really enjoyed it. But obviously getting to be a little more behind the scenes was great. I really enjoyed that. Thank you to Charles and Wally again for allowing me to be part of that. 7 rounds in the draft. My goodness, we brought in a lot of rookies. We expanded. We expanded our rosters by 3, didn't we? We had a lot of people leave, didn't we? So what happened? Well, the net result is we brought in a lot of rookies. We brought in a lot of rookies. And rookies need to progress. You don't come in automatically a star. You need to progress, right? So what's that mean? Why am I bringing that up? Well, I was in chat the other night with some guys. We stayed up way too late because, you know, why not? And we started going through teams. We didn't do every team, but we did a lot of them. And we were kind of predicting their season, predicting where we thought they were going to be and how they were going to finish. I think we handed out too many 8-4s. Okay? I think we're a little too generous. And I think, if I'm perfectly honest, and I'll explain why, if I'm perfectly honest, here's what I think. I think we have maybe 2 teams that are 10-2. Maybe even 11-1. Possibly a 12-0. But I'm gonna say 10-2. I'm gonna say 2 teams at 10-2. I'm gonna say another team at 9-3. The 2 10-2 teams, Sioux Falls, Charleston, the 9-3, Baltimore. I'll get into why in a minute. Then we're gonna have another 2, maybe 3 that are 8-4. Florida, Denver, and then possibly, I'm going to say either Queen City or Tulsa. And I'll talk about why in a minute. Then we're going to have a whole bushel full of 6-6, maybe 7-5, maybe a 7-5 mixed in there, probably some 5-7s mixed in there. We're going to have a whole bushel of those. All right. And then, honestly, we might have a couple of 1 or 2 win teams, maybe 3 win teams. Now, why do I think that? Why did I put those teams in those orders and those tiers? And why do I think it's going to be like that? We brought in so many rookies. They're going to need a lot of progression, they're going to need a lot of growth before they really start to manifest themselves as great players, right? Especially if you've got a lot of rookies on a team. I've said before, my player had a nice season, had a really nice season, a surprising season. Last year as an outside linebacker for Vancouver, I had fantastic players around me. And I had a coach that did a good job of utilizing everybody. But I mean, I had Doug, I had Lee, I had Mark Lopez and the entire defensive backfield, Dean and Lincoln and you know, it was everybody that we had back there. And so my player didn't have to be a star. He could just make plays. Well, what happens if you're in a situation where you have a lot of people at, say, my player level that are trying to match up against a team that has a lot of fully progressed players, right? Well, that can be a real challenge. And I think that we could have a serious talent disparity for a little while. And the question is, how many of those rookies are able to be patient and trust the process? Right? I heard that somewhere. Trust the process. And so you got a team like Sioux Falls that brought everybody back, loaded. They just plugged in some complimentary pieces in the supplemental draft. They've got people that have been working on their progression for a few seasons. They're ready to go. Yeah, a team like Charlton that only lost like one, maybe a couple of people, replaced them. Strong defense, made a winning addition in the draft with offensive line. They're going to be a challenge because of the two tight end system. Now, I know a couple other teams drafted a second tight end, but Charleston's got a season of doing that and working with that. So you got that going on. You have Baltimore, and the reason I put Baltimore maybe as the 9-3, not maybe 10-2, is the question, the mere question of how well do they adapt to having lost a couple of people in the defensive backfield. They picked up some guys to replace them. They may not lose a beat. I think they lost a linebacker as well. But it's Baltimore. Baltimore is always pretty good. They've got some great talent in other areas, and so that's why I've got them there. They don't have a lot of places where they need to get people developed, right? Next level, obviously, I said Denver and Florida. That's based off of resume, okay? Jeremy Vega is back into coaching, and they lost a few people from their championship season, had to grow, had to progress some guys. They did, and then picked up some nice rookies to fill in. And Jeremy's a good coach, so I expect them to be back. Back as a tough out every week. They were a tough out last season when they didn't make the playoffs. It's not like nobody looked at Denver and said, oh, that's going to be easy. Okay. Same with Florida. Florida missed the playoffs just barely. And again, you're talking about resume. Three-time champion, three in a row. You're talking about a good team. You're talking about a team with a rich tradition. I've said many times, Mighty likes to experiment. He experimented a little bit last season, and that's part of what makes him great. So they made some moves. They've got a contract running back again. This is a guy that thinks outside the box, probably more than anyone else in the league. I expect them to be good again. And then Queen City obviously lost a lot with Hacker and Nacho leaving. They did get a lot back. Deezer Powell's a great ad for them. And you're talking about one of the iconic franchises. So, you know, not rooting against them. But, you know, they could slip a little bit. I thought moving Jet to running back was a power move. I think that's going to be good for them. Going to help their offense. And then I mentioned Tulsa as a possible second-tier team. For the first time, I'm saying that the signing of Gabriel Manning could be a game changer. Every other time, it's been all about that Mac contract, and you just were sucking up a lot of cap space and not necessarily worrying about the fit or if it was going to translate to wins. Gabriel Manning at Tulsa, with Deacon Nickens, who they like to sling it, they like to push the ball downfield. Gabriel Manning was a no-brainer. That's a great pickup for them. So that could conceivably, if they can cut down the turnovers, Sonzo Robinson, great running back, they can cut down on the turnovers, you're looking at a very challenging offense. That's why I've got them there. And then why do I have everybody else in the middle? Progressions, just having to develop players. Fort Worth has a very scary offense. They spent their money on offense, and they've got a scary offense. They've got a developed offense. Can their defense do well enough to keep them in the game? I don't know. We'll see. St. Louis, the other way, lots of people on offense that need to progress. Can they score enough? Or can their defense, which will be good, hold people down enough to win a lot of games. We'll see. So that's why I've got an awful lot of teams in that middle area. And the only reason that it's probably not more stratified is that we have a lot of teams in that exact position that are needing to develop players. Okay, if we only had a handful of teams, then I'd say there were a handful of teams that were going to be in that 6-7 win category, and there were going to be several teams in the 3 win category. But because we have so many, we've got parity in that mid-level, that's why I see a potential for a lot of developing teams to just be beating up on each other and trading wins. Here's the thing, and I think I mentioned this already. Do people stick it out? Do people have the mental fortitude to stick it out if they need to develop? I know for my own team, if we fall on hard times, I feel very positive about our players. I think they'll all be in it for the long haul. There are people in the league, and I feel no need to call, I'm not here to call anyone out, but there are people in the league that'll quit at halftime if things aren't going well. Okay? It's just a fact. It's going to happen. And even if they don't quit and leave the league, there are veterans in the league, veterans that have been in the league at least a season or so, in the league, that if they're not getting the stats that they want after a game or two, they're going to check out. Right? Even if they don't outright leave the league, they can be a divisive element in the locker room, and that's not conducive to people coming back to the team and putting in the multi-season commitment to grow. And so that's something I'm watching. And it could be the kind of thing that if that happens, we've got a couple of teams. London has had problems with retention in the past for whatever reason, not making any judgment. But when you're having to bring in multiple new players every year, when you can't keep your team together, you struggle to progress. You're always with new players, developing players, and you never get to have that continuity. Do these other teams that have a lot of new players, do they have the strength to maintain that continuity? That's going to be a big question to watch, and I'll be interested to see how that goes. Hope I didn't hurt any feelings with that take, but that's it. That's the big thing I've been thinking about. I might put out something talking about potential rookie of the year winners in a day or two. We'll see. But I'm going to call it good for now. And that went a little bit longer than I will usually do these. Like I said, we're going to keep them 5 to 7 minutes. Thanks for listening. And as always, good luck and God bless, my friends.